I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. You might take for granted that you can switch on your radio, maybe pop in your earbuds on a Thursday afternoon, and catch up on the news from independent radio free of government control in the United States. Well, that's not the case in the Southeast African nation of Zimbabwe. For more than a decade, the government of dictator Robert Mugabe has refused to license community radio licenses and harassed independent broadcasters. One Vermonter has been working for years to change conditions in Zimbabwe. Dr. Roly Brucken teaches history at Norwich University, and for the last 12 years, he's also been Amnesty International USA's country specialist for Zimbabwe. And Dr. Brucken joins us on the line. Hey, doctor.
Thank you. Hello.
So for those of our listeners who maybe aren't familiar, give us a quick snapshot of the political and the social situation in Zimbabwe right now.
Well, right now, the situation is very uncertain because Robert Mugabe, whom you mentioned is the only leader that independent Zimbabwe's ever had, is 92 and in frail health, and so the question is who will succeed him. He's determined to run again for election in 2018, and he has not appointed a successor, and there are various factions within the ruling party as well as a growing opposition that make the future impossible to predict in terms of politics. In economics, the economy has been in a free fall since 2000 when, due to a couple events, including land invasions, Western sanctions, as well as a lot of endemic government corruption. Living standards in Zimbabwe have fallen precipitously, and it's a very, very tough time for ordinary Zimbabweans to even get basic necessities.
As I mentioned in the intro, we Americans likely take it for granted that we can turn on the radio or go online and find opposing, contrary viewpoints about public issues that we're all debating. What does not having independent radio mean in Zimbabwe? How does it affect the lives of people there?
It does in a couple ways. First of all, the government monopolizes the radio, and the radio is often the only area or the only media that individuals have, especially in rural areas. Television signals that don't reach them, and the government owns the only TV station in the country. Print newspapers are hard to find and certainly hard to afford, and so the radio is the only means by which to transmit news of inside and outside Zimbabwe. In addition to that, the government has refused to license community radio stations, which would be sort of micro stations. And so not only do Zimbabweans, especially in rural areas, not have multiple views, but also they can't use micro radio stations or community radio stations to promote their own interests, to share arts, to share information about farming, to share medical information on HIV/AIDS, to transmit information in case of natural disasters such as flooding, which happened in 2014, 2015. So not only does it violate the right of peoples to have multiple sources of information, but it also makes it harder for communities to connect with each other and share their own mutual interests and empower themselves.
You're also working on locating this missing journalist and activist, Itay Zamora. What happened to him, and what's the latest in his case?
Itay is a journalist and activist. He was the founder, co-founder of the Occupy Africa Unity Square movement. And Africa Unity Square is a square located near the Parliament building in downtown Harare. He called on Robert Mugabe to resign and to have elections for his replacement. On March 9th of 2015, he was disappeared while at a barbershop in a suburb of Harare. And the government has no answers as to who took him and where he might be. The government has been dilatory in mobilizing the police and security forces to look for him. And the government also has not followed court orders to report back to the court on what it's done since March of 2015 to find him.
Here in Vermont, Doctor, we sort of pride ourselves on having relatively civil public debates about things. It sounds, from how you describe it, to be very, very different in Zimbabwe when it comes to opposition thoughts. I'm wondering how your involvement with Zimbabwe since you were in college, going back decades, has informed the way you think about interactions with government at the federal and the state level here in the United States.
Absolutely. You know, on the one hand, it's made me very, very grateful to live in a country where we can express our opinions openly, even controversial opinions, and to have them heard and to, at a minimum, not be penalized for them in terms of the use of force or intimidation by governmental figures. But it also, you know, politicians are politicians in any country, and they need to be held accountable because otherwise politicians, those in power, are likely to misuse their power or to use them for their own personal or political or partisan or gain or to benefit their own networks. And so it makes me even more determined to hold people accountable here in this country.
Dr. Roly Brucken teaches at Norwich University. He's also Amnesty International USA's country specialist in Zimbabwe. Doctor, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us.
Thank you very much, Al. I really appreciate the opportunity.